He's done a great job as lieutenant governor for the last 12 years, and I think he'll do an excellent job. In my opinion, he's the only candidate with any kind of experience to become a successful governor. I agree with his stances on improving the economy, lowering taxes, protecting the Second Amendment, and basically attempting to repeal Obamacare and the effects on the state of Missouri, as well as trying to put things in place to improve the economy of the state. And I think his record, unlike some of the other candidates that are running for governor, he's got a clear record of putting those ideas into action instead of just talking about things. He's actually done things as a state senator and then as lieutenant governor. And, you know, he's the only one during all the turmoil in the events around Ferguson and who actually stood up for the police and for the National Guard and basically supported the police officers in that area in St. Louis, even against
and
the business owners, even when Governor Nixon and President Obama and the Attorney General, you know, were all basically talking bad about the law enforcement in the area. Peter Kinder was the first one to get on national news and basically stand up for those folks and stand up for the rights of citizens in the state of Missouri.